Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jose Herrera. Batting second. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Adlesh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Ray. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jim Ray. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting third. The left fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Collins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dick Selma. And now, play ball. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub juggles the ball. That's an error on Staub. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray strikes out. Two outs. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Harrelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 1 in the game. Lins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Staub moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adlesh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adlesh for the out. One out. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-1 in the game. Ray strikes out. Two outs. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Herrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma is 0-for-1 in the game. Selma strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Selma covering, for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Shamsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adlesh strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-2 in the game. Ray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Ray covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma is 0-for-2 in the game. Selma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrera hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Torres reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Bill Short now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Torres moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Calhoun's now pitching. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-3 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. Wynn scores. Staub moves to second. It's 4-2, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 5-2, Astros. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Adlesh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adlesh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rey is 0-for-3 in the game. Rey bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Linz covering, for the out. Adlesh moves to second. One out. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-4 in the game. Herrera bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Adlesh moves to third. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball towards right. Thomas settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thomas. Martin moves to third. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Tommy Agee. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.